This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life advocates have long warned that the abortion industry has a deep disregard for the interests of women they say they serve. Another video presents the testimony of a former worker at a company that pays Planned Parenthood for specimens. Holly O'Donnell says Planned Parenthood would give workers like O'Donnell patient records and abortion schedules because the local abortion provider was getting paid for specimens. O'Donnell says that procuring patient consent was often entirely ignored. The White House says that states defunding Planned Parenthood, like Louisiana and Alabama have, may be violating federal law. Louisiana is not backing down as it finds violation of law behind Governor Jindal's cut of Planned Parenthood state Medicaid funding. 16 states are filing briefs at the U.S. Supreme Court. They say that the government should not be seen as able to mandate violations of religious conscience, as done in the Affordable Care Act. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. The world's problems are being dumped on the world's most vulnerable children, those in their mothers' wombs. A new UN document has pro-abortion organizations there celebrating the beginning of a 15-year countdown to the coercion of nations to approve and to fund abortion on demand. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.